Much has been written about the cost of college education and the debt burden being placed on our children. In fact, 2014 college grads had the dubious distinction of carrying the highest student loan debt in history. According to the Wall Street Journal, today's grads are saddled with an average of $33,000 in student loans, nearly twice the amount of just 20 years ago. Start factoring in advanced degrees or more expensive schools, and you can see how the costs can quickly spiral out of control. What can you do to keep this from happening to your kids? That is what certified financial planner Howard Pressman of Eigenberger & Weiner is here to tell us about on the Financial Rules Radio Show. Welcome, Howard.
Hi, Hope. How are you?
Great. I'm great. First of all, parents have a lot of competing priorities when it comes to saving for retirement, for their kids. How do you suggest they get started?
So, Hope, the first thing that parents need to do is start with a plan. The reality of life, the reality of having a family is that there are a lot of competing priorities, and focusing on one to the exclusion of others can really create some big problems today, perhaps even in the future. So number one, look at everything in the context of an overall strategy. Focusing on making sure that families have an adequate emergency reserve cash on hand. Making sure that they have appropriate amounts and types of life insurance and disability insurance, and these things are going to be very important. Focusing on the parents' retirement, again, very important, and I can't stress this enough. One of the realities of life is that there are plenty of ways for our kids to finance their college education. However, there aren't a lot of ways for parents to finance their retirement. So, I know it's often difficult for parents to prioritize themselves above their children, but this is one of those instances where they have to do it. Make sure that you're saving adequately towards retirement before you begin saving for your children's college education. Once we have all of those basics in place, then we can start thinking about other goals, education among them. But again, starting with a plan, I can't stress it enough.
So put the oxygen on yourself first, then you help your kids.
Yes.
And you were telling me about a meeting you recently have that really impressed you with two twins who were really on the ball. Can you tell that story?
Yeah, absolutely. They came to me as a referral. I've been working with them for about 3 years now. When they first came to me, their twin boys were, I believe, 14 at the time, 13 or 14 at the time. And the parents expressed their, as we discussed their goals, they expressed that they really wanted to fully cover the tuition for their two boys. So they had some money that they had sort of mentally allocated towards retirement and some that they had set aside for their boys' education. So as I began to put their plan together, I realized that that the reality was there just wasn't going to be enough money set aside to adequately fund either of the two goals. So I had a meeting with the parents where we went through all of the information. I presented the plan to them, and they too were able to see that it just was to be feasible to be able to do both. So as we discussed their feelings, they took this very well. But they were, they were adamant that they did not want to see their boys saddled with a whole bunch of debt before they even got started in their careers. So we adjusted some of their goals, made some changes in time frame and so forth, and were able to come up with a plan that would have the parents paying for half of the boys' education. Fast forward till today, the boys were considering their colleges. They were submitting applications. And I had the whole family in to lay out the plan. So we had a great conversation with the kids, really started with understanding how much school costs. I was impressed that both boys knew within very close amounts how much their preferred schools were going to cost them. So after that, we began to look at some of the alternatives, some of the other schools that they were interested in, and I also showed them the cost of a community college, just to put some context around our discussions. So, that sort of evolved into a discussion about the realities of a family and priorities, and I showed them what it was going to cost their parents to retire, and they were very surprised by that number. And ultimately, I shared with them that it was my recommendation that her parents had accepted, that the parents would pay for half of their education, and then they would cover the other half primarily through student loans. And the boys were 100% on board from the moment I announced it. They were very supportive of it, really liked it, were very appreciative that their parents were able to do what they could for them. And it was a great conversation.
So you really think it's important that kids are involved in on this discussion?
Absolutely. This is an entire decision that's being made about the children. They need to be involved in it. And even if the parents are able to fully fund their children's education, I think the children really need to understand the value, what this is costing, what sacrifices the parents are making in order to, to give their children this opportunity. In the course of my conversation with the twins, each of them were able to relate stories typically of their friends' siblings who had gone to college, didn't take it seriously, and washed out. So I do think that children should understand what this is costing, and maybe they'll have a little bit more ownership in the process and take it a little bit more seriously. But this also really helped us to have a great conversation with these boys about, not just the value of the education, but the value of a career and selecting a career that, is going to be personally fulfilling to them. They both wanted careers that in some way gave back, to society. But we also talked about, having to have careers that paid the bills and that were able to help them, raise a family and meet the myriad priorities that families have today.
That's excellent, because it's really a big conversation about their own financial futures just starting with college. I love that. So give us some options for what parents can do or start to think about when it comes to saving for college. I know that there are 529 plans. My husband and I, before our kids were one, invested in the Virginia prepaid program, which meant we only spent $16,000 for each of our kids' tuitions, which was before they were one. So we got that out of the way early. But there are downsides too. So give us sort of a quick brief history or checklist of things that are possible.
Sure. So first off, I think it's a great, to get started that early, buy a prepaid tuition program, that early in your child's lives, obviously was a great decision and certainly helped considerably. Again, the first thing to do is to have that plan in place. There are several very good options for saving for education. And Hope, as you've mentioned, the 529 is top of the list, in my opinion. So the 529 really comes in two flavors. There is what's called a college savings plan, which is an investment account where you'll have the choice to invest in a bunch of different mutual funds. You'll put together a portfolio of these mutual funds. You'll invest into it, and your account will grow according to the investments which you've selected. You can put money in there, if you're, open up your state's plan. These are state specific. So if you open up your state's plan, you typically get a state tax deduction to put that in. While the money's inside of the account, it's going to grow federally tax deferred. So that's a great option. When your kids enter college, and again, this is for higher education purposes only, so this doesn't include, private high school or so forth, but when your kids are in college, if you take the money out for qualified higher education purposes, then you will pay no federal or state income taxes on that money. For the purposes of the college savings account, qualified higher education expenses include tuition, room and board, books and supplies. So that's a fantastic option. The second flavor of 529s is what you have selected, Hope, which is the prepaid education program. And with that, you're able to buy tuition credits at reduced rates today for tuition at some point in the future. So that's another great option. The limitations of this typically is that it only covers tuition. It doesn't cover books and supplies, and it doesn't cover room and board. So often, even with these prepaid tuition plans, there are, some fairly substantial out-of-pocket expenses that the parents will incur during the college years. So, you know, so thinking about those, you know, those limitations is obviously a part of the planning process. Another, you know, somewhat limitation with the prepaid tuition programs is because they are state specific, the advantages are far greater for in-state schools than they are for out-of-state schools. So typically, if your child decides, you know, that they're not going to a Virginia State school, then, you know, Virginia has a conversion factor that they'll use to convert that those credits to credits for another state, and oftentimes that's not nearly as generous as it would be had they stayed in state.
That's definitely true. That's the experience, actually, of one of my really good friends whose daughter wanted to go to the University of Vermont. And they had done the Virginia prepaid, not as early as we did, but they had definitely had a bunch of money in there. And they just, the numbers didn't work because they couldn't afford the difference to go out of state. And we knew that going in, that, you know, the best bet for the money we had invested was for us to stay in Virginia through their education and for them to go to a Virginia State school, which wasn't that big of a deal. We planned to stay here. And also, Virginia has so many good schools, but I definitely know that that's an issue and something for parents to be aware of.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you are right. Virginia's got some fantastic schools to select from. But if you want to contrast that with the college savings plan, there are no limitations. That money is yours. You can spend it at any school that is eligible for federal funding, which also includes schools outside of the United States. So, you know, with the prepaid tuition plan, essentially the best you can hope for is that tuition to be covered versus the college savings plan. If your investments do well and you contribute to it appropriately, you can have quite a sum of money in there that potentially could cover room and board, tuition, books and supplies, and perhaps even have some left over, depending on, again, your funding levels, you know, and that money can be used for, you know, for subsequent degrees.
So on a personal note, what have you done to put away money for your daughter's education?
So I have selected to do the college savings plan. I'm a resident of D.C., and I actually use Virginia State Plan because I do think very highly of the program. But I, you know, like you, started when my daughter was even before one, and have been making monthly contributions into the 529 college savings plan for her. So, you know, I've got a nice portfolio, you know, of mutual funds that are available there, and you know, fortunately, knock on wood, the money's been growing well. So, as I continue to contribute to it over, you know, over the years, ideally, by the time she gets to college, it should be fully covered.
Oh, very, very good. Well, thank you so much for all this great information about saving for college, Howard. We really appreciate your advice and thoughtfulness.
You're welcome.
For more information about Eigenberger and Weiner and Howard Pressman's wonderful articles, you can find them on www.ebwllc.com and ebwfinancialnews.com. So be sure to check out those great websites, chock full of good information about financial planning. So we will talk to you soon on Finance Rules, Eigenberger and Weiner's radio show on the Incandescent Radio Network. Good luck.